Jesus used this story, but the Jews who were there didn't understand what he was telling them. So Jesus said,
"What I'm about to tell you is true. I'm like a gate for the sheep. All those who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I'm like a gate. Anyone who enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out, and he will find plenty of food. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so they can have life. I want them to have it in the fullest possible way. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The hired man is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when the hired man sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired man. He does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They know me just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I give my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this sheep pen. I must bring them in too. They also will listen to my voice. Then there will be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I give up my life, but I will take it back again. No one takes it from me. I give it up myself. I have the authority to give it up, and I have the authority to take it back again. I received this command from my Father."
Again, the Jews picked up stones to kill him, but Jesus said to them,
"Didn't God say in your law, 'I have said you are gods'? We know that Scripture is always true. God spoke to some people and called them gods. If that is true, what about the one the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why do you charge me with saying a very evil thing? Is it because I said, 'I am God's son'? Don't believe me unless I do what my Father does. But what if I do it? Even if you don't believe me, believe the miracles. Then you will know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father."
Again they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from them. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan River. He went to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed. Many people came to him. They said,
"John never did a miraculous sign, but everything he said about this man was true."
And in that place, many believed in Jesus.